Hi, this is Michael Palermo. In this ongoing series on how to develop for Windows 8 in half the time, this episode is all about simple styling. Let's make those apps look better. Let's take a look. So in a previous episode, we added the simple HTML content. Now what I'd like to do is make it look nicer. I'm going to go into our CSS folder and double-click the default.css. You'll notice right away that there's some placeholders for media screen. This has everything to do with changing the orientation of the app, which we'll discuss in another episode. For now, I'm just going to add some simple styling. I'll start with content. So .content to represent a class that was in the HTML markup, and I'm going to add a padding left of 120 pixels. This was not accidental. This is a recommendation to do they have all our content over across 120 pixels. I'm also going to do a padding from the top, and based on the default styling of that HTML title, I'm going to make that 45 pixels. So the baseline's at 100 pixels down, and close that content. I'm also going to do the same thing for a label. Again, this was another class that was in the HTML, and the label, I'll set its width to 120 pixels. Then I'm going to add something for the title. Let's make the title stand out more. So a color, and again, you can see I'm just using very simple CSS definition rules. I could choose from the color bar right there, or if I happen to know the one I want, I can type in that hexadecimal number, which I'm going to do. And I could take advantage of new CSS3 features like text shadow. So text shadow, and I'll make it 2px by 2px by 8px and make this a white shadow on our black background. There we go. And I'll close the title. Finally, I also had a title word, which was part of the definition in the HTML. And I specifically want to do something when we hover over it, again, to demonstrate, just like HTML development or web development that we do today. And I'll make this simple. I'll do a Control-C here, a Control-V, but I'm going to change the definition of the styling to be slightly different, 0, 0, 8px by 8px. This will create like a glow effect, and I'll even change the color here to 8888 and leave it like so. What did all of this do? Well, before I save this, I should mention that in the default HTML, this is basically the blah content that was there with no styling. And of course, when we do apply the styling, which I'm going to save this now and run it, you're going to see how that's going to impact the content. So we have that margin going across. If I hover over the words, I get the hover effect or that glow effect. And everything is starting to come into play in terms of how I'd like it to be visualized. I could type something and click the button, but it doesn't do anything yet. So we've seen how to add some simple styling using CSS definition rules. I'd like to see how it behaves. We're going to find out how to do that in the next episode when we introduce some JavaScript.